Good morning, gentlemen. Today we're going to discuss some of the language that is not used, exactly how it's supposed to, whether it's effective or not. We're continuing this conversation. In particular, what is the context of this? Now, I just want you to know, you say, why would anybody marry a woman like this as opposed to doing it in the real way? It happens from time to time. I was at a chasana. I was there to be the witness for the Kiddushin. And first he puts on the ring, and then he says, Hare Amukadeshis. So sometimes people mess up, and you have to know what the halacha is, as we'll shortly speak. So yesterday we're up to the words B'maya Skinan, right? Above Amud Aleph, middle of the page. B'maya Skinan. What is the deal? What is the case in all of these doubtful cases that we were just dealing with? Says the Gemara. Let's say they weren't discussing Gittin. They weren't discussing Kiddushin. They were just like hacking around about the Republican debate. How is she supposed to be aware of the Kiddushin, whether it was happening or not? Where is she holding, so to speak? She's thinking about the Republican National Convention, whatever she's thinking about. So says the all these cases which we had, for example, yesterday, Harufasi and Ezrasi, all of those cases. Says the Gemara, Ella b'medaber ima al iska gita v'kiddusha. They were discussing the chasana. They were discussing the gittin. They were discussing the kiddusha. They were in the middle of the topic. Says the Gemara, if they were in the middle of discussing the wedding and then she stuck out her finger and he gave her the ring, even if he didn't say the words of Kiddushin at all, God gave the money for Kiddushin, it should be good now, he should also be Mekudeshet. This not because we learned in the Mishnayos and Ma'aser Sheni. Hayam Medaber im Isha al Iske Gita v'Kiddushah, if they were in the midst of discussing Gittin or Kiddushin, v'Nasan la Gita v'Kiddushah, and then he gave it to her, the low pirish, and he didn't say what he was doing at that moment. Rav Yossi Omer, remember Rav Yossi, because he's our key guy here, Dayo, it's enough. But you argues, Omer Tzarech Lefarsh, you still need to explain, you still need to say exactly what you're doing. Rav Huna Meshmul, the halacha follows Rav Yossi. Namely, you don't have to say it. So if they're oskin, the oso inyan, the inyan of getting into the Kiddushin, and Amira seems to be unnecessary. The Gemara then clarifies. So therefore, any of these lashonos, Harufasi, Ezrasi, the Shimki, Shaila, Avada, Kiddushin should work. Says the Gemara, yeah, of course they were talking about the Gittin, the Kiddushin. The Idiyayiv Le Vishasik, if he gave her the ring, if he gave her the money, Vishasik, and he kept quiet, Hachanami, of course it would be good. Hachabemayaskinan, then what are we dealing with in our case? The Yayiv La, he gives it to her, Va'amala, Bahani Lish, and he says with the file, one of these Lishonas. So then what's the Shaila? If he's quiet, it's good, then what is Lishonas no good? Ah, that's exactly the Shaila. Vachi Kamei Bailei. Hani Lishne Likiduse Kamalai, Ozemala Balacha Kamalai. These Lishonas that we had yesterday, for example, Ezrasi, when he says to her, Ezrasi, you want to be my helper, was he saying to her, do you want to be my wife? Or was he saying to her, do you want to be my maid? Okay, do you want to be Malacha Kamalai? So therefore, what's going on? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. You know the Gemara ends? Teiku, yes.
All of those. Same thing. I just used that as an example.
Yeah. Okay, Gufa. Okay. Gufa. We're now going to revert to a text we said earlier. He and Midabrim, Yisrael, Iske, Kita, Vikidushay, was discussing with the wife, getting the Kiddushin, Vinosin, Lekivit, Vikidushay, Vilo, Purishin, the Gaver, getting the Kiddushin, the Dozen, explain the Gilsim, the Dio, Gilsim is good. The Gilsim, Omer, Rebut Omer, you're correct, Rebut Omer, Seth, Lefarish, you need to explain. I mean, Mekudesh, I'm Rebut Omer, Shmuel, comes along, Rebut on the name of Shmuel, on the words of Rebut Yosef, the Kiddushin is Chal, even if you don't explain, Vihu, Asukim, Boso, Inyan, you have to be involved in the topic. You have to be in the topic. Okay, now the Gemara is going to have a machlokes amongst the Tanoim as to whether that's true. Kit Tanoi. Let us say this machlokes of Yosef Yehuda is a machlokes amongst the Tanoim. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, v'hu shasukim b'also inyan, that you're dealing with in the topic of Kiddushin. It was Shimon Omer, they said, if you're talking about Iske Kiddushin, afal pi she'en asukim b'also inyan, even if you weren't dealing with in the topic of Kiddushin, these languages might be good. Says the Gemara, wait a second. Go back to the original question we had earlier. V'ilav dasukim b'also inyan, you know, yodim ha'kam ha'kam alay. if they weren't dealing with the topic of Kiddushin, how does she know what they're talking about? From topic to topic was the topic. Meaning, they're talking about marriage, they go back to the public and national convention, then he gives her the ring. So in that case, are they married? So the Rebbe says they're not. The Lezer Shimon says they are. Oh, Amr Hunam Shmuel, the Gemara now brings halacha. Halacha tells Yossi that if they're talking about the union of Kiddushin and he gives her the money, they are in fact Kiddushin. Amr Havyem Levashi, the Elohadim of Hunam Shmuel, Kalshin Yodeh, but his getting the Kiddushin, Lo Yila Osek Yimon. For those people who want to hire a Messiah Kiddushin, you have to make sure that the person understands well all of the dinim of getting the Kiddushin. If not, Lo Yeh Esek Yimon, you should not deal with them. Are we talking about this din as well? Afilo Shmile Hadza Rahuna Mashmul, even if they didn't know the Halacha Rahuna Mashmul says Halacha follows of Yossi, that if you're dealing within the topic and you give her something that Kiddushin is Kiddushin, on Malay, he says to him, Ein Hachinami. Yes, this is true. Well, that, if you want to hire a Misada Kiddushin, make sure they are fully aware of this din of Yossi. The Gemara then says the following, V'chein Begerushin. Similarly, when it comes to Gerushin, Nasim, Lagita, V'amalah, if you give her get, and you say to her, Hareya Mishulachet, Hareya Mugureshet, behold you are sent away, behold you are divorced, Hareya Muteres Lekolim, you are now permissible to every man, Harehi Mugureshet, she is in fact Gerushin. Okay, Pshita, those cases are obvious, Nasim, Lagita, V'amalah, Liishto. Let's say you give a get to your wife, and you say to her, Harey Ad Bas Chorin, you are now free woman. Now, a free woman doesn't imply about a wife. Who is a free woman talking about traditionally? A slave. An amivriya. Oh, amar v'lo klum. You have said nothing, and therefore, you're not migureshe. Amar leila shivchaso. And they say some of the commentaries, right? This is what it says in the get, not that you're saying it to her. Amar leila shivchaso. You say to your shivcha, harei muteris l'chaladim. So you're saying it to the shivcha. This is language that you should be using with your wife. But you say you are now permissible to every other man. Permissible implies you can now marry anybody else. So loy amar the low klum. You have said
Cornish. Yeah. Wouldn't that mean if she's allowed to marry anyone, she's no longer a slave? Because in order to marry.
Oh, so you're saying yeah, that's true. But it's, we're talking about freedom from work. The primary, that is a side benefit, but the primary benefit of the Hamavria going free is that she's now free woman, free at last. I am Martin Luther King. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not literal, right? She can't marry Cohen.
Correct. She can't marry Cohen. She can't marry relatives. But Lecholah means 90% of the people out there. Okay. So those two Lishonas, those don't work. But now we have the following doubt. Amelo Leishto, you say it to your wife, or you write in the guest, Hare At La'at Mecha. You are now to yourself. Mahu. Is that good enough for Gerushin or not? When he says, you're now for yourself, are we talking about that she now could work for herself as a slave? Or do we say, he says it's in Ganson that now she can marry anybody and she is free to go out and marry and therefore it would be a good death. Okay, the Gemara now answers. I'm going to learn a little Rashi Tashma coming here. This is not what we learned in the Mishnah later on. This is the text. Gufa shall get shechor. What is the nusach? What is the language in the get of an Eved Kenani? A get shechor is an Eved Kenani. So what's the language there? Hare ato ben chor. Behold, you are now a free man. Hare or hare ato la'atmecha. You are now free on your own. Oh, so we see that the language works for an Eved Kenani. Says the Gemara. Hashta, let's learn from the Kabbalah. Uma Eved Kenani dekanu legufe. By an Eved Kenani where you mamish own the guf. Ki amalah, when you say these things, hareyata la'atmecha, you are now free to yourself. Legamrei kamerlah, you say it in total. The kavana, the intent here, is that he can go free. So similarly, when it comes to the divorce of an ish, the loy kanei leguf, where you don't own the body, you're just married to her, this is what's called the kinyan ishus, lo kol shekein, how much more so should that work? Now again, parenthetically, it's hard to understand this because really there are different mechanisms of freedom between a woman and a slave. I don't know how you use this kavachom. Okay, but put that aside. Put that in a question for your homework. Okay. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Amalei Abda. Let's say Ravina says to Ravashi the following case. Let's say you're right to your slave in a star. Eli Asik Bach, I now have no longer any dealings with you. My, is that slave free or not? Now we're going to understand the two sides of the doubt. Mi amina, do we say, Eli Efek Bach, I know that they're dealing with you with Gamri Kamerla. He's saying this in total, and the Kavani here is that I'll know it, nothing to do with him. Okay? And therefore he goes free, Odilma, or is he saying, Lemalacha Kamerle, or is he saying this just in terms of setting him free from his work, but not entirely? The Nafkamina would be, again, an Evan Kanani, the nature of how many mitzvot he has to do. Amalei Rav Nachman L'Ravashi, says Rav Nachman L'Ravashi, Kamerle. And those say, Rechanin L'Chuzei L'Ravashi, Tashma, come in here, we're not going to understand and try to answer this Shaila. Ha-mocher avdola ovdei chacham, which is a big no-no. You sell your Evi Kanani to a guy. Now in Gemer. And Evi Kanani does have a chi of a mitzvah. What level of mitzvah does the Evi Kanani have? Yeah. Like a woman. He has the same thing as a woman. So now you sold him to a guy, which is going to minimize his ability to do mitzvot. So what's the halacha? Yasa l'cheres. This slave now automatically, we put a fine on the previous owner, and the slave goes free. Vitzarech get shichur mirabo rishon, and you need a get shichur from the first owner, right, to allow him to marry a bas yisrael. When do we say that the eved required to get shichur? Shelo kasev alav. Oh no, that we didn't write a shkar when he sold this eved to a guy. Abu kasev alav. Oh no, but if he writes a shtar to him, zehu shichuro, that is the freedom. That contract is what sets this slave free. He doesn't have to write it. Okay, and of course the owner is obligated to redeem him no matter what the value is of the slave, because he should have never sold the slave to a guy in the first place. So Amar Sheshes, the cuss of law, so Rav Sheshes says, he writes to the Adon, writes to the slave, kishetivrach mimenu, if you succeed in running away from the guy. Okay? Or any aset bach. I have no longer any dealing with you. So we see that at the very end, this language of any aset bach is what's going to set the slave free, and therefore it is valuable language. So just like any aset bach works, that the yid who sells this evik nani to a guy, so too, even if you just write in a regular get shichur, in the Efek Bach, I have no dealings with you, it will be successful. Today we're going to the two dots, okay? We're going to try to get to the end of the Amid. So everybody hold on tight, especially with this next Gemara, because of course it's going to be particularly difficult. I'm Rabbi, Hamikadesh Benilda. If one wants to give a woman a loan, she needs a loan, I'll give you $30, and based on those $30, Eina Mikudeshes. They are not going to be married, because he has not given her anything. The Hana's milve, the Hana of the milve, Mikudeshes, they are Mikudeshes, the Asulatos came with Neharamis ribbis. But you can't do this because this is some sort of ribbis. What that is in a moment we'll see in the Gemara. Okay? Meaning, any extra benefit one gets from a loan is ribbis. If Doobie lends me $1,000 and I give him back $1,000 plus a smile, ribbis. Okay? Because the smile is the benefit of the loan. Anyway, we'll see with the Gemara what exactly is the case of Hanaz, of this Hanaz Milve. Hi, Hanaz Milve. What is this Hanaz Milve? Hechidami, what's the case? Eli, if you're going to tell me to ask if that there already was a setup initially at the time of the loan where he lends her $100, the Amar La, and he says to her, Arba B'chamisha, here's four, pay me back five, and then at the end he gives her an additional one, says the Gemara, no, that's not how Ramas Ribbis. That's how ribbis mal yaisi. That's full-fledged ribbis, because that's what set up, any ribbis set up at the time of the loan is ribbis mal yaisi. It's full-fledged interest. The Odin, furthermore, hainu milve. That's marrying her with the milve, because let's say he gives the additional coin at the end. He lends her four, and she's got to pay him back five, and he says, you know what, here, take an additional coin that you pay me back to avoid the ribbis. That's getting married on the loan. Doesn't work. Lo tricha, what's the case? He allows her to extend the time, meaning there's a value in extending time. Let's say she had an outstanding loan. This is one of the ways Rashi does. Let's say she has an outstanding loan with Shimon. And Reuven says to her, listen, I'm going to give Shimon a dollar, and then we're going to get married based on the dollar that I give Shimon. That is extending the time of the loan, okay, because there's an idea that people would rather have money for an extended period of time. You cannot get Mekadesh on that because it smells like ribbons. Yeah, Lois.
In this last case, why don't we say that he gets off there for ribbons, but they're also married, because once you did the payment, that pays money.
So you want to say that Mekadesh's butt is a little problem with ribbons?
Yeah.
I think they already showed him the status. We don't want it. Again, every marriage has got to start off with a nice leg. Okay, a little bit further. The Gemara is now going to talk about giving money that's supposed to come back to you. Okay? There are a number of different case like this. Amar Rava. Rava says the following. Let's say Reuven gives money to somebody. Halach mana. He gives to Mrs. Reuven $1 or $100. Halach mana. Al menashe techzeli. On condition that it's going to come back to me. So there are a number of cases. Number one, bimecha. If somebody wants to buy property like this, I'm giving $100, give me back $100 later, could I buy property, says the Gemara, lo kana. It doesn't work. Be'isha, if Reuven gave it to a woman, to Mekadesh and Isha in this particular fashion, the Gemara says as well, ain't it a kudesh. Let's say he's got a 30-day-old child he's got to redeem, so he gives the Kohen to the five slaves. The pigeon or ben, and he says, listen, Mr. Cohen, after the pigeon or ben is over, I'd like my five slaves back. Says the Gemara, ain't been no podoy. The child is not podoy. Truma. He gives the truma to somebody. He says, listen, after I give you the truma, I'm Yosef Maidatina, please give it back to me. Says the Gemara, in this case, for some reason, which we'll discuss in a moment, Yosef Maidatina, you have fulfilled your requirement of giving truma, but the Asher Lassos came, but you can't do this, but they near it, you Cohen and Messiah, the basic God. Because it looks like you're a Kohen working on the threshing floor. What's the case of the Kohen working on the threshing floor? So Reuven's got a nice wheat situation going on. Here we got five more minutes. Reuven's got a nice wheat situation going on. And Mr. Kohen, that's what we'll call him because he is a Kohen, he goes to work and he starts, you know, helping out in the threshing floor. He says, listen, I'm helping out here in order for you to give me some truma down the road. That's illegal. You know why? Because it looks like he's working for his truma. And you're not to work for your truma. You have to get the truma as a gift. Okay. So now we have a problem. Remember, we have four cases. We have a case of Kenyan. We have a case of Iku. We have a case of Pigur Aden. And we have a case of truma. In cases 1, 2, and 3, we say, I give you money for it to come back to me. Doesn't work. But by the case of truma, it does work, but you shouldn't do it. So either it shouldn't work in all cases, or it should work in all cases. Pick which one it is. Ask the Gemara. My Kesavah Rabbah, what is Rabbah thinking? If you think it's because a gift that you give in order to be returned is called a matana, apilu kulunami, even by the case of buying the karka, even by the case of kiddushin, even by the case of pidyon haben, it should be effective. Be Kesavah Yilo Shema Matana, if you hold it's not called a matana, where shouldn't it work? By the case of what? By the case of truma. You gotta be consistent. Apilu truma nami lo. So that's it. You've got to be consistent. The ode, and furthermore, haravahu, this is the same rabbi, damar matana manaslum asir shema matana, a gift that you give with intent to get back is called the matana. This comes up, Sukkot, all the time. On the first day, the Mishnah is going to tell us this case in a moment. On the first day of Sukkot, you must own your lulav and esrog. So let's say I forgot to go for my lulav and esrog. So Usher Zelig, who I go with every year, not this Usher Zelig tribe, but a different Usher Zelig tribe, he's going to say, I'm going to give you the lulav and esrog on condition you give it back to me. So I could be Yosef Zayin my mitzvah with the lulav and esrog if I give it back to him, because at the moment it's mine, it's fully mine, on condition I give it back to him. So we see that the matana works. That's Rava. Let's see this case right now. Dumb Rava, Halach Esrog, take this esrog. Al menashe tachzeili, on condition that you give it back to me, not lo you take it, vichziru. If you take it and you give it back, you fulfilled your stipulation. Yes, so you've fulfilled your requirement as if it's yours. Ve'im lav, but if not, lo yatsa. You haven't fulfilled your requirement. Why not? Not because this matan al menashe hach is not good, because you haven't fulfilled your stipulation in this switching over. So Rava clearly says it's good. Matana almanas lahaftir should work. When you give something on condition you give it back, it is effective. So why by the case of Necha? Why by the case of Kiddushin? And why by the case of Pidyon HaBen do we say it's not good? Elamur Rashi, Rashi says, change your mind. Fakulu Kadi. It does work by Karka. It does work by, I'm not going to say Kiddushin. It does work by Pidyon HaBen. Fakulu Kadi. Levar Me'ishu, with the exception of the case of Isha. Why does it work by Isha? Because we learned this on Dav Gimel and Mabez, Lefi She'ein Isha Nikdus Techalipin. Because a woman, we say it can't work by Chalipin. Chalipin's a very low-level Kenyan. And it's Ma'usha. This is not a Chalipin, though. It just looks like a Chalipin. Because what's a Chalipin? When Yoda takes his pencil, I hold it up and give it back to him. So since this Kenyan looks like Matan Amanat Asher. Looks like a chalipin. We don't allow it to work by kiddushin. Amalei Rehul Ba'abrei, Rav Nechemil Rashi, Hachamin Mishmei, the Rava Kavasech. That's what we say like Rava Azoi, and we pass like Rava by Matan Amanat Asher. It does work by Necker, it does work by Pedro Aben, and it does work by Shulam, and it does work by kiddushin. Gentlemen, see you again on Thursday. Yes.
That's
the
Mandan
Rashi. That it works or it doesn't work? By Kiddushin Mirvuna, Kasha, maybe we'll say that. Good Kasha. Very good Kasha. I don't know. Very good Kasha. Let me look that up.